As you can obviously see, this is not our usual background. I'm not in Yerushalayim in my office, where I have a big svarim shank, a bookcase behind me. I'm not at my home where I have a svarim shank behind me. I'm in Europe teaching Torah on vacation, like every year in this time of the year. So the background is somewhat different than it usually is. But the shiurim must go on. This week is Parshas Ekev, and I'm Parshas Ekev la'avdoi b'chol levavchem. Chazal interpreted this posuk in Sefri and also in Tanis of Beis Amid Aleph. La'avdoi b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshchem eizu yavoydi shebeleiv zo tfilo. This is the source of the mitzvah of tefillah. And obviously, as we all know, tefillah is one of the most fundamental mitzvahs and yesodis in Yiddishkeit. Rabbeinu Yonah is mefarish. Avoida means avoida sakarbonais and avoida satfilo. Yachachorim beis amigdosh, we daven, and that's the closest to avoida sakarbonais. Tfilois keneged karbonais tiknum, we learn in brachas chavav amid beis. So today we will be discussing this most important mitzvah of tefillah. Nechal kura shayinim, is tefillah mitzvah d'oraisa or not? The Rambam in Mitzvah Sasei Hei in Sefer HaMitzvahs, once again in the beginning of Hilchas Tefillah, Mitzvah Sasei Shel Torah, she is sparal odom b'chol yoyim. The Rambam on Sefer HaMitzvahs disagrees with the Rambam, and according to the Rambam, it is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan and not a mitzvah d'oraisa. And the Rambam means many rayas and many sources from chshas, that tefillah is a mitzvah derabbanan. The Rambam's interpretation of all these sources is nusach tefillah, three tefillahs every day. That is definitely midrabbanan. But in a Torah, a person is obliged to say some tefillah each and every day. And the great Rishonim that wrote Sefer HaMitzvahs, Smag Ramosha Mikutzi, and Smag Sefer HaMitzvahs Kotin Shel Rabbi Yitzchok Mikurbil, side one with the Rambam, with the Rambam. The Smag Mitzvah Seseyu test follows in the footsteps of the Rambam, and he maintains Tefillah is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Smag agrees with the Rambam, mitzvah yudalef, Tefillah is a mitzvah d'rabbonam. The Rambam, when the Rambam disagrees with the Rambam writes, if Tefillah would be a d'oraisa, that is b'shas tzora. But the Rambam writes, if. And the question is that the Ikar opinion of the Ramban or not? Sefer HaChinuch Tof Lamed Gimel. Sefer HaChinuch ends each and every one of the Tariag Mitzvahs in his own unique style. And he writes, what are the circumstances, what are the ways in which a person has mevatel a mitzvah? So Sefer HaChinuch writes, if one day passed and a person didn't daven, he violates the mitzvah of Tefillah according to the Rambam. And if he was a Shas Tzora and he didn't daven, it was over in the mitzvah according to the Ramban. So that is the Sefer HaChinuch. And obviously the Chinuch maintains that Ikar Da'as HaRamban, that Tfilo B'Shas Tzora is a mitzvah D'Uraisa. L'Didi Hoyu Nerali, that the Ikar Kamonas HaRamban and the Ikar Shita of the Ramban is Tfilo is never a D'Uraisa. Because the Ramban at the end of Sefer HaMitzvahs writes, which mitzvahs he is mesalik, he detracts from the minion of the Rambam, and which are the mitzvahs that he adds on to fill the number of Taryag. And the Rambam writes, Ramban writes, I subtracted mitzvahs hey from the Rambam mitzvahs tefillah, because in my opinion, tefillah is a mitzvah rabbanan. If the Sefer HaChinuch is right that the Ramban agrees that mitzvah tefillah b'shas tzorah is a d'oraisa, he wouldn't subtract mitzvah hey. He would merely define that it's not a mitzvah b'kol yom like the Rambam writes, but rather b'shas tzorah like the b'shas tzorah. That is the opinion of the Ramban. And if the Rambam erases or subtracts mitzvah tefillah from the minion of Taryag, that means according to the Ramban, Mitzvah Tefillah B'Shas Tzora is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. However, in Parshas Baloyischu, we do find B'Shas Malchama, that we need to cry out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mis'anen u'merien, and that definitely would include tefillah. And the Rambam writes the same in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Taniyos, that when tragedy strikes, we need to turn to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we need to do tshuva, we need to do tefillah. But I don't think that is the command of the Ramban when the Ramban writes, if I would agree with the Rambam that tefillah is midiraisa, it is b'shas tzara. So this is still an open question, according to the Ramban. What is the Ikar opinion of the Ramban? Tefillah midrabanan, from A to Z, from Aleph to Tav, or the Ramban does agree with the Rambam partially, and he maintains that tefillah b'shas tzara is a mitzvah d'oraisa. There will be two different arguments regarding this point. Now, tefillas avos tiknum, that once again is a Gemara Brachas Chovavah Medbeis, Avram tikken Shachas, Yitzchok tikken Minchah, Yaakov tikken Aves, would that be a d'oraisa? No, not necessarily. D'oraisa is only the mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave. The mitzvahs that the avos were metakim are so important. Probably they come before Divrei Sofrim, before Chachmei Mishnah, before Divrei Kabbalah, Navi and Viksuvim. After all, those were Avram, Yitzchok, Yaakov, Avoseinu Hakdoshim. But that still does not mean that these are mitzvahs d'oraisa. Why do I say this? Because in Tanis Chof Chesam, the base of the Gemara says that Korban Eitzim, Doichin Ne'ilo, but it's not Doichin Mincha. And the Gemara explains what's the difference between Ne'ilo and Mincha. Halora divrei Torah, halora divrei Sofrim. Rashi writes Minchas d'oraisa because Yitzchok Avinu was Metakan Mincha. Does Rashi necessarily mean d'oraisa? Even the Rambam that maintains Tefillah d'oraisa agrees that Shachras Mincha Marav definitely is not Menat Torah. Chayav Adam Leispalel Tefillah Achas B'Kol Yoim. That's Menat Torah. So we must say, Rashi doesn't mean it's midiuraisa. And when the Gemara says divrei Torah, that doesn't mean it's a mitzvah diuraisa. Divrei Torah means it has a source in Torah's Moshe. Ve'yetze Yitzchok lesuach besodom. Yitzchok Avinu was metakan mincha. And that is why it is far more important and it comes before Tefillas Ne'ilah, which is merely divrei Sofrim. But Tefillas Mincha definitely is not diuraisa, even according to the Rambam. Mitzvah d'oraisa to daven some tefillah every day, but not gemel tefillahs b'kol yom. Prima golem, mishbitzay zov, tov tzadik, siv cotton beis, has an interesting comment. How could the Ramban say that mitzvah tefillah is only midrabanan when the Ramban's interpretation on mikroi kodesh is davening? So if mikro kodesh is davening and mikro kodesh definitely is a d'oraisa, how would the Ramban say that tefillah is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan? And I wonder about the ha'or of the Prima Godim. To be exact and to be precise, let's quote the lotion of the Ramban. Mekroi kodesh, lekadesh ayoyim befarhesia, bitfilo, bahal, biksus, nikio. If this would be a d'oraisa, then minatoy there would be a mitzvah to daven yontev befarhesia. What does befarhesia mean? Does that mean with a minion? Does that mean like Beferhesia by Yehereg Val Yaver, which is Mefnei Asorah Mi Yisroel? Would anybody maintain that to daven Yomtev Beferhesia Beksus Nekiyo would be a Dioraisa? And if you didn't daven with a Ksus Nekiyo, or there weren't 10 people, you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah Dioraisa, so it goes without saying anything. Lani is not yet similar to the Pshita. The Ramban means, Mikroi Kodesh means, Lekadesh is a yoim beforhesia. How? Minatoira? In any way. Any way a person chooses. Mikroi Kodesh means that this day must be an outstanding day dedicated for Kiddusha. And it needs to be obvious. Kol echod bedarkoi. That's the nature of Yomim Toivim. But definitely is not a mitzvah d'oraisa. Now the Ochr Shulchan and Siman Pei Tes argues, and this is a very powerful argument. I don't know whether argument is the right word, but it's a very powerful comment. How could tefillah be a mitzvah d'rabbanan if it's one of the Gimel Amudei Tevel? on Shloisha Dvarim Oilam Oimed, Ala Torah, Ala Avodah, Val Gemilas Chasadim. Could it be that one of the three fundaments of the world, the most basic mitzvahs, is only a mitzvah de Rabbanan? But it is not clear exactly what's the point the Aruch HaShulchan wants to make. So let me share with you a big yesod. And when I realized this, I was very, very excited. And I think it's Torah Sevis. Many people think that the Minyan Taryag are the only mitzvahs that are most important. And I say no. Some of the most fundamentally yesodis and avoidis Hashem are not included in the Taryag, in the list of Taryag mitzvahs. And they are not defined as mitzvahs aseh or mitzvahs lo ta'aseh. And I want to bring three examples. Number one is our sugya. The Ramban maintains tefillah is a mitzvah de Rabbanan. Does that mean that according to the Ramban, you could be a good Jew and you could reach your shleimus without ever davening, without talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Is that reasonable? Is that possible at all? That a person could be davening in a Kodesh Baruch Hu without ever communicating, without talking to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, without pleading, without asking for Rachamei Shemayim? Is tefillah more important to the Rambam than it was to the Ramban? No, definitely not. Kulei Alma Moedim, the tefillah is one of the Gimel Amoedim, Amudei Tevel. And you cannot be a good Jew without davening. That is impossible. The Machlokes says, is it the mitzvahs aseh? The list of Taryag is mitzvahs aseh, and the Gdora v'mitzvah is a command that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell us to daven. According to the Rambam, yes, lo'avdei b'cholav avcha, ma'aviz lo'avdei b'shbelev zu tefilo. But the Ramban's understanding in this posuk is, it is a mitzvah klolis. Lo'avdei b'cholav avcha means that our entire service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, each and every of the Taryag mitzvahs that we are mekayim, should be b'kavon ha'retzuyo, should be b'chol leivov u'b'chol nefesh, b'chol lev avcha ma'b'chol na'afshechem. It is a general mitzvah which affects all the others. And the Avodah B'cholam Avchem is the entire spectrum of Avodas Hashem. According to the Rambam, it's tefillah. So according to the Rambam, tefillah is a mitzvah aseh. According to the Ramban, it is not. But it is clear, even according to the Ramban, that a person has to daven, and without davening, he can never come close to achieving the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to the Ramban, how do we know that a person needs to daven? Because that is what the others did. Avraham Tikkun Shachris, Yitzchok Mincha, Yaakov Arvis. Who are we to emulate, to achieve Kiryas Elokim, and to fulfill our destiny, and our chiyuv, our obligation to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if not from the others? We follow in their footsteps, and from them we learn how to be a good Jew. And that is why we need to daven. So the machloikas, whether tefillah is included in Taryag or not, whether the tefillah is defined as a mitzvah to say or not, is a lamdish machloikas. It's a machloikas in halacha. But it does not mean that tefillah is less important according to the Ramban than it is according to the Rambam. Al shloisha dvarim oilam oimed, and tefillah is avoida, and avoida is one of the three, even if it's not included in Taryag. And I made the same argument regarding Mitzvah Yishevetz, it's all according to the Rambam. So tefillah is counted by the Rambam, not by the Ramban. Yishevetz is all counted by the Ramban, not by the Rambam. And many Achroinim grapple with this question. And many of them say, according to the Rambam, it's only a mitzvah d'rabbanan. And I say, Yishevetz is all is as important to the Rambam than it is according to the Rambam. What's the machloikis? In the list of Taryag or not? Is it a mitzvah aseh or not? V'yerishtem oysa v'yeshavtem bo. According to the Rambam, that's the source of mitzvah yishevetz asol. The Rambam maintains, no. That is a mitzvah l'shov v'loy l'doydes. It is a mitzvah that was given to Yehoshua ben Nun in the time of Kibush Eretz Yisrael. It is not a mitzvah that was given to all the generations to come. So how do we know, according to the Rambam, that there is a mitzvah yishevetz asol? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu promised Eretz Yisrael to Avraham Avinu, Lesarachu Etenes Oretz Azois, and that wasn't enough. He promised it once again to Yitzchak Avinu and once again to Yaakov Avinu. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Eretz Yisrael to all of the three Avos. Isn't that enough to prove that we are to live in Eretz Yisrael? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu promise us the land of Israel as real estate to give away to the Arabs or to others? Isn't that enough to teach that we are to live in Eretz Yisrael? So the Machlokes Rambam Ramban once again is, I wouldn't call it a technicality. It's far more than a technicality, but it's a practical Machlokes. Is Yeshiva Eretz Yisrael defined as a mitzvah asay, and it is in the list of Taryag or not? But some of the most important and fundamental mitzvahs are not included in Taryag. And example number three is Bein LeRambam, Bein LeRamban, mitzvahs chinuch. So we all know chinuch is a mitzvah derabanan. Is it possible that min haTorah, parents bring children to the world and then neglect them? Is it possible that a person has no chiyuv min haTorah to implant in the hearts of his children, Ahavas Hashem v'yerosoi, Toiras Hashem, and the importance of mitzvahs, like animals that bring offspring to the world and then they're on their own? Is that possible? Of course not. So others would argue, okay, there's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. V'shinantom levonecho, v'rematetom oisem es b'nechem. No. But that mitzvah refers to boys and not to girls. B'neichem v'loi b'neseichem. It is a mitzvah upon the father, not upon the mother. So mothers bear no responsibility. And a man needs to teach Torah to his sons, but not to his daughters. So to me, it's a mitzvah de pshita that chinuch is a mitzvah d'oraisa. Why isn't it in the Taryag? Because it's not a tzivui. So what is the source of chinuch? Ki yudativ. That is a pasuk in Parshas Vayera. Kodesh Baruch has many reasons to love Avraham Avinu. Ben Sholosh Hikir Es Boiroi. Soran Es Yonis Nisnas Avraham Avinu Va'omid Bekulam. Kiyem Avraham Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Sheloi Nitno. But the reason that Kodesh Baruch loves Avraham is not because of any of the great virtues I just mentioned. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu love Avraham Avinu? Ki yodatev loshen chibo, pirush Rashi. Ki yodatev lamana sheyetzav ezbona bebeis yachlov, v'shomru derech Hashem l'asei tzedakah u'mishpot. So that is the source that each and every Jew, father or mother, needs to do his best to implant in the hearts of his children, son or daughter, it's not included in the Taryag, neither according to the Rambam nor according to the Ramban. So what I mean to say, some of the most yesodistic of fundamental principles in Yiddishkeit, without which one cannot be a good Jew, are not included in the Taryag. And that refers to Mitzvah Tefillah according to the Ramban. And actually, the machlokes between Rambam and Ramban and Mitzvah Tefillos kechut asaro, not kekodes beis abad. It's nuanced. Lo'avde b'chol avavchem. According to the Ramban, it's not necessarily tefillo, but avoides Hashem in its whole, in the entire spectrum of Mitzvah Hashem. The Rambam actually agrees, via soydesh al-davur of the Ramban, that the mitzvah is not really only davening. In protea mitzvahs, bereish hilchos tefilo, the door of the Rambam is, la'avoides Hashem b'tefilo, in the actual halachas, perek aleph, halach aleph, the Rambam writes, the mitzvah is lehispalel. But in protea mitzvahs, it is la'avoides Hashem b'tefilo. And a sefer mitzvahs asay hey, the Rambam explains, yes, this mitzvah refers to avoidus Hashem, general avoidus Hashem, but especially to tefillah. So actually, the machlokes Rambam and Ramban is both agree that La'avdei b'chalavavcha means avodas Hashem. It means avodas Elokim. It means avodas Elokim, which includes so much. But according to the Rambam, especially tefillah, primarily tefillah. And that is the point with which the Ramban disagrees, and the Ramban says no. La'avdei b'chalavavcha is a general mitzvah. Avodas Elokim b'kol lev u'b'chol nefesh b'kavon erutzuyo. The Rambam feels, based on the Gemara and Talmud of Beis Dan Zofri, Ezo avodah shebelev zu tefillah, especially tefillah, and that is the machlokes Rambam and Rambam. So up to this point, we define tefillah as avodah. Avodah is Hashem, the source of tefillah is avodah b'chol lavavchem. So why does the Gemara say in Brochas Daf Chof that noshim are chayev b'tefillah, women are mechuyev b'tefillah, because tefillah is rachamei, rachamei shemayim. And women need Rachamei Shemayim just as men do. We all need Rachamei Shemayim. So what is tefillah, avoida or Rachamei? I once thought that that depends the machlokes Brochas Chovav that we mentioned twice before. What is the source of tefillos? One man, the Omer, says, Ovois tiknum. Avrom tikn shachas yitzuch minchi yankav arvis, and the other says, tefillos kenegit korbonos tiknum. And one of the essays I wrote about Mrs. Tefillah, I said, it's not necessarily a plukta. Avos tiknum keneged karbonos. However, if it's keneged karbonos, then Tefillah should be avoido. If avos tiknum, maybe it's rachamei. Maybe the avos worried for Klal Yisrael. Throughout the generations in this long illness, they should be zeche to rachamei shamayim. But I don't think it's a machlokes at all whether tefillah is avoida or rachmei. Yesoid mitzvah tefillah d'oraisa definitely is avoida, because the source of mitzvah tefillah is la'avdei b'chol lavavchem. Tefillah sa'amida, the shemayne esed, the danshi knesses agdolu were metaken, that is rachmei. Broches huem tzoyos. Gimel rishoynes ha'shevach, gimel achoynes ha'idoyim. We will soon speak about gimel rishoynes and gimel achoynes. But I think when Chazal say that tefillah is rachamei, they refer to the ikar mitzvah of tefillah shetiknu anshei knesses agdolu, which is tefillah amida, the shmoyne esra. The shmoyne esra is primarily about the bruches u'emtzoyos, b'koshes tzrochav shel odom. That is defined as rachamei. One additional interesting point, which is also a yesod gadol, which once again, when I realized this yisod, I was very moved, and I think it's the same as the Rambam writes. Mrs. Essential Torah, she is paralod of Bechol Yoim. How do we know Bechol Yoim? Rav de Baruchol Avavchem doesn't specify when. Lecha Mishnah and Kesev Mishnah, two different interpretations. The Lecha Mishnah quotes the Kiryas Seif and the Mabit, explaining, how do we know Tfilis Bechol Yoim? Zil Bosar Seifa, in Pashas Mishpotim, the safe of the posik. V'yavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem u'berech eslach mecho v'esmeimecho. Just like lechem v'mayim is b'kol yoim. Each and every day people get up in the morning and they eat and they drink to sustain their health and their bodies. Just like u'berech eslach mecho v'esmeimecho is b'kol yoim. V'yavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem is b'kol yoim. That is a big doichek. That is something that Chazal should say. Not the Rambam Midati the Nafshei. It is like a drosha. It is very unreasonable, and he is daiti, knowing the signal of the Rambam, that the Rambam Midati the Nafshei would be mechadish, just like Uberech Hazlach Mechavis Mamechos Bekol Yoim, Ravdim Bechol Avachim is Bekol Yoim, without a source of the Gemara and Divrei Chazal, very unlikely. Kesef Mishnah says, according to the Kesef Mishnah, it's somewhat like a process of elimination. If it's not b'kol yom, then when? When? Once a lifetime? Doesn't make sense. Not reasonable. And therefore we say b'kol yom. Lani is daiti. And this is a soyd gadol, which totally, in a subjective way, I think it's teiras emes. The question is not only regarding tefillah. Perek yud dalad melchas tefillah, the Rambam writes, chayom em koinim levorech esesor b'kol yom, harazino b'kol yom. The posik doesn't say b'kol yoim. Posik doesn't say when, how much. So how does the Rambam know b'kol yoim? Mitzvah tefillin. This time it's not a Rambam, but it's the Kesa Mishnah Perekei Miyisoida HaTorah, and it is also the Levush and the Bialoch HaSemen Amet Zayin Shechano Chorechayim. They maintain that Mrs. Tvilin is Bekol Yoim, at least once a day. How do we know? In Mrs. Tvilin, the Posik doesn't say Bekol Yoim. So the question is not only regarding Tfilo, but some other fundamental mitzvahs. Laniyus Daiti. And listen to this carefully. I explained many times that mitzvahs HaTorah divided into two fundamental categories. Many mitzvahs are all about the result. We need to build a market to prevent people from falling off the roof and putting their lives in jeopardy. We need to burn chometz erev Pesach. We should not have chometz and we shouldn't be oymen oyerov alayamotzah. We need to perform mitzvahs milah. Our children should be have the sign, the choisim of oizbris kodesh shel Avraham Avinu. But there are different mitzvahs that are all about avodas Hashem. They have no result. They're not about the outcome. It is about avodas Hashem in its purest form. Like Kabbalah Sol Malcha Shemayim B'Kriya Shema, like Tfilo, like Tfilin. So let me point out, all the mitzvahs of Seder Ayam are the purity of avodas Ukeil. All the other mitzvahs are about the result. All the other mitzvahs, without exception, are about the result. So I think it goes without saying, it's a milsa dipshit. All mitzvahs HaTorah that bring forth no result or outcome, they don't change the status of anything in a practical way. They're all about avoidus Hashem. Either are associated with Shabbos and Chagim v'Moyadim, like Kiddush v'Avdola b'Shabbos, Lulav v'Sukkah on Sukkos, Matzah v'Morer on Pesach. Mitzvahs that are essentially avoided Hashem and they're not associated with Shabbos or Yom Tov are mitzvahs of Seder Hayom, because the routine of a Jew, the routine of a Odom Yisrael is a routine of avoided Sukkah. That's why we're here. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us. That's what human beings are all about. Avodas Hashem and Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's our mission on this world. And therefore, we don't need any proof that Rambam doesn't bring any rayas. All the mitzvahs that are purely and essentially Avodas Hashem are mitzvahs of Seder Ayam. Tfilo, Beches Koyanim, Tfilin. These three mitzvahs are examples. The Torah doesn't say when, but we know when. Avodas Hashem is b'kol yom v'yom. That is routine of another mitzvah. Kach nera lani yizdai. We mentioned before the Gemara in Brochas Lamed Beis explaining the Seder of Shmoneh Esrei. Tfilah Salmida. We learn from Moshe Rabbeinu. Lo elim yisader odom shvoch eshon mokoyim. V'yache kach yavgez. Shvoch eshon mokoyim. Broch eshoim tzuyoyis. Arba kosh eshrochem. Gimel achroinus. Ke'evet shekibel pras maraboy. V'niftar v'hoylech. Like a servant that received a gift from his master. V'niftar the Rambam, Perek Aleph Melechas Tfilah, writes somewhat a different formula. Gimel Rishon is Hashvach, Broch Hashem Tzoyes B'Kosh Hashochem, Gimel Achron is Hoidoyer. The Rambam says the Gimel Achron is an expression of gratitude, but they're not. Only Moedim, which is the second of the Gimel Achron is Hoidoyer. The first Broch is a B'Kosh. It is not Hoidoye. Neither is the last Brocha Hoidoye. Sim Sholim is because it's Srochim. So how does the Lamber might give Malachonis or Hoidoye? The Radbaz deals with this question. Sefer Haman Hogay Shereb Osho Meluniel deals with this question. I did not see a reasonable explanation. Nerela niestaiti. Mokam henichu men hashamayim. When an eved receives a gift, when any person receives a gift, how does he have to respond? Chazal teach us when a person gives you a brocha, you should say v'chein lamar. Person gives you a blessing, give him a blessing. V'chein lamar. Goes the same with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu grants our prayers and bestows upon us his mercy, Racham Yishamayim, Kiviyochel, we give a Kodesh Baruch Hu a brocha. V'chein lamar. How could we bench a Kodesh Baruch Hu? What could we offer a Kodesh Baruch Hu? When we are in Galus, Chazal teaches us primarily in Zayah Shechinta Begilusa, the Shechina is in Galus. We don't know exactly what Shechina is, but we know what it's about. A concentration of Kedusha. Shechina is Maloshin Shechuna, Shoichein, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells. Hein Shemayim v'Shmei Shemayim l'chol lo yechal kalucho. Moshe Rabbeinu asked when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Yosi l'migdash v'shuchanti v'soichem, Moshe says, will you live in a house? Shemayim v'Shmei Shemayim lo yechal kalucho. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Moshe, esek lo shemikan v'esek lo shemikan. This is something we can't understand. But there is Shechina. And the Ramban in Parshas Tetzaveh teaches us that the Shechina is not Tzorech Hedyot. The Shechina is Tzorech Gevoya. This is something we cannot really understand. But the Pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh says, V'yodu k'ani Yashem Elokeichem asher hotzeisi yosam. Asher hotzeisi yosam mi'eretz Mitzrayim. L'shochni b'soichom. Ani Yashem Elokeichem. The Ramban writes, Asher hotzeisi yosam mi'eretz Mitzrayim. L'shochni b'soichom. Shechina is a tzorech gavoa, not a tzorech hedyot. Shechina, in a way, says the Ramban, is the need of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Tzorech gavoya. In Sanhedrin Mem Vov Omed Aleph, Rameya says in the Mishnah, V'shosh Odom V'tzar, Shechina Mayomer Es Kalani Meroishi Kalani Mizloyim. When we suffer, the Shechina suffers. And the Shechina says, Oili Kalani Meroishi Kalani Mizloyim. It is the same Shechina that is in Galus. It is the Shechina that is at Tzorech Gevoya. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to be amongst us. Be'id Galia ve'lo be'id Kasia. Bo'ini Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua is for us. Hamachaz Yishchina So Letzion is for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Bo'ini Yerushalayim, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua is for us. That is the Brochas Uim Tzoyos. But then we say, Hamachaz Yishchina So Letzion, Rabbani Shalom, we want the Shechina to be happy. We want the Shechina to be the Simcha, because when we are in Golus, the Shechina is in Golus. When we are suffering, the Shechina suffers. Hamaxi Shechina Selatzion is like V'chein Lamar. Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to our tefillos and bestows upon us Rachamei Shamayim. We want the Shechina to be redeemed. And that is a bracha to HaKodesh Baruch Hu, Hamaxi Shechina Selatzion. And then we say Moedim. And then it is time to say thank you, to express gratitude. And Chazal teach us when we say Moedim, and we give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moed alo ove v'tzoyek ala osid, and that is Sim Sholem. So Sim Sholem is not because of Srocham like all the other brochas and tzoyos. Each and every one of the brochas and tzoyos is one specific bakosha. Sim Sholem is everything. That is a tzoka. That is screaming out of our hearts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sim Sholoim, Toivo, Avrocha, Chaim, Chein, V'chesed, V'rachamim. Lo rak oleinu, al kol Yisroel amechom. That is the Tzaoka al Ha'osid. So to me, the Gimel Achoynes are so organized, and so poshut, and so beautiful. The first brocha is a brocha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Shechina should once again, in all its magnificence and glory, be in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh. Hamachaz Yishchino Selatzion, and then we thank HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and then Tzoyek Al Ha'osid. So in these difficult times, 2 months ago, we thanked HaKodesh Baruch Hu that the pandemic is over, but we're not sure it's over. There are very troubling numbers and troubling signs. And we all daven and hope we're not going back into COVID-19, into the corona period. We need to be very careful and follow the rules and daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we had so many tragedies recently. So we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. La'avde b'chol levavchem v'chol nafshechem, with all our hearts and all our souls, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be shomer. And we should be able to give thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we are moida ala ova v'tsoyek ala osed. We should only know the Seder Stoivis, Yeshua's V'Rachamais, Kodesh Boruch Yishlach Lalu Moshiach Tzidkenu B'mheiro V'yomeinu Omeinu.